Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu for the week. And the week starts today, Tuesday. Tomorrow, of course, we will have Dear Bumi, and then the other 2 days we'll have. But let me give you advance notice. The managing director of MTN will be coming in next week, Thursday. So you need to book that in your diary. It's not a day of complaints, so it's not a day of network. Or let's just hear for 20 years what they've been doing. You know? So put them there. I have the pleasure to introduce to you Banky W. There are a number of young people that I have my eyes on. Because the responsible thing to do as an adult, anywhere you find yourself, is to look around for young people, knowing that one day you will kick the bucket. And for you to know that the world you're living, even if you can't leave it in a better place, you're leaving it in very good hands. When Banky W decided to go into politics, I was quite excited. A bit worried, though. I've had a few young people who have done same of same. There was one that we had so much promise, and he ended up being, I think, a candidate in senatorial in one of the two major parties. I don't want to go down that route. Banky, hi, how are you?
Good morning, sir.
You have one of your fans sitting in front of you here. So what do you normally do to your fans?
Which
one? Sheriff? No, me.
Oh, you.
Oh, wow.
Why would you call yourself? I mean, I don't get it.
What? I'm a fan of Banky.
Why are you stealing the shine? I am the fan, not
oh,
you.
Oh, wow.
No, you are the AC. I'm the fan.
Oh, man, Uncle, thank you so much.
I'm so grateful.
Thank you very, very much. I've been looking forward to having a conversation with you. You know,
we've been talking about this for a while. Yes, yes.
So I'm grateful to finally
actually,
be here.
Actually, it even transcended. I think it got heightened in politics, but from the time I'd studied you, you know, the thing about being up there in public is you don't know people are looking at everything you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Right from your movies and whatever and so on, and then marriage.
Yes,
you've been
sir.
Living a nice, clean life, no scandals, nothing.
Well,
and it's
God,
one
sir.
Way you do where you're not supposed to hear agbono.
everybody,
there's nobody where you go looking backside. You
that
know,
is very true. That is very true.
So what got you into politics? Tell me.
What got me into politics? Uncle, honestly, I would say it was frustration. I think just frustration with the status quo, frustration with the plight of young Nigerians. You know,
yes.
I'm somebody who, you know, God bless my parents, but I don't come from, you know, kind of the elite background or the political elite or anything like that.
Mm.
I come from a regular Nigerian home, and by God's grace, I've been able to create some success for myself.
Those homes are no longer regular.
Well, I know, but
I know what you mean. Middle class, mama,
middle
mother,
class,
teacher,
yeah, middle class.
Yes,
you know, but essentially, I come from a background of having had to work for what you have,
yeah,
and having had to build something, and so I understand what young Nigerians who are trying to be entrepreneurs or trying to be career people are going through in trying to build a business or build a career or build a life for yourself. And the truth of the matter is, for most young Nigerians, the Nigerian dream today is one in which you survive Nigeria long enough to escape it. It's no longer about trying to thrive. It's just about survival.
Yeah.
And for me, that's, you know, it's a thing of frustration. I mean, God has blessed me to be a blessing. And so in the music business, in the movie business, in different ventures that we've gotten into, people have used us as stepping stones. And I'm very grateful for that. But it has to be for more people. It can't just be the one-offs here and there.
Here
we need
and
to
there.
Be able to uplift an entire generation of young people. And the only way that you can effectively do that is to focus on the politics, is to focus on governance, where you can cast a wider net and empower more young people to come out of the circumstances that they're in. And it was really that frustration because, you know, I'm sitting around and I'm having conversations with young people, and most of the time they don't even know who their reps or senators are, or they don't care enough.
Even the older people don't know.
The same thing. And they don't care enough to get involved. And I started having conversations. The first person I spoke to was my wife. And I said, listen, we can't sit around and during election season, people who should be in jail or exile are the ones on the campaign posters around and the ones who keep getting into these powerful offices in the country. And she said, yes, I understand. And I believe in your heart and in your intentions. But politics is dirty and it's dangerous. I said, well, the truth is, it will always be dirty and dangerous if everybody who is good and everybody who is credible and everybody who has good interests at heart forever sits out of the process, because then we'll leave the scum of the earth that we have here to occupy these seats. And then we'll turn around and complain that Nigeria is bad. But it will always be bad if we continue to indulge in apathy. And I really think that apathy is one of our biggest
problems.
And what
did she then say?
She grudgingly accepted.
I knew that
because
but you
know, my wife
then,
cares
though.
About me. So sorry,
you weren't married then.
I was actually.
I had just gotten married.
Yes, I had just gotten married. So it was tough for her to accept.
First shot in marriage.
Yeah,
you've been married now for 2 years.
Four actually. I got married in 2017. Yes, sir. It'll be four in November.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How old is wedding party?
Wedding party.
The first one.
The first one was 2016. So it's about 5 years now.
2016 by 2021 minus 2016. What does that give you?
Five, sir.
My mic was off.
Don't worry, I'm here for you.
The time you were supposed to be reading.
Thank you, man.
Ogba ball.
Yes, sir.
Okay, why didn't you go through the mainstream, decide to go to the APC, for example, sleep one or two nights on the corridors of Ikoyi, get a youth ticket?
Well, so here's the thing. I think that, first of all, I'm of the opinion that when you start talking about the two major political parties, mm-hmm. honestly, the battle in Nigeria is not between APC and PDP. It's between that political class and everybody else. Because APC and PDP, by and large, tend to be the same.
I think one is just the parasitical of the other.
Yeah, they just kind of, they play musical chairs. They just go, somebody's here today, there tomorrow, and they're just kind of jumping back and forth. And the parties don't really have ideologies per se. They're just platforms that people use to leapfrog into power.
Mm, yeah.
And so there was that remnant, just frustration with the political status quo and wanting to stand up for something, to represent a different set of ideals, to reach out to a younger generation that really does not believe in either of those two platforms, to say, hey, maybe we can put ourselves together and push back against this thing and bang against it and show what is possible and what can be done. Now, having done that, I've had a front row seat of elections and, all the malpractices and dangers and frustrations.
You ran for reps, was it?
Yes, I ran for House of Representatives.
Which party?
Modern Democratic Party.
Are you still in existence?
No, it's INEC deregistered the majority, which, by the way, I think was a good thing, because I felt like there were too many parties. I thought 90-something political parties is a little ridiculous, and so it forces us to either have to come together or infiltrate the major political parties and start to make those changes from within. But if you have 90-something different platforms of people pushing, invariably, we just empower the two to continue the way that they are. Mm. So I don't actually mind.
Which party are you now? So what happened to that party?
Well, the strategy that we took in the last elections was very intentional and very specific. So we only ran in a couple of places. We ran for a rep seat in Ondo. I ran in Etiosa. And I think we had one State House of Assembly seat that we also went for. And we, politics, for anybody who doesn't know, is extremely expensive and difficult.
Everybody knows that.
I mean, they should. We didn't want to stretch ourselves too thin in trying to, cast a wider net. So we just focused on those couple of races. So at the moment now, I'm not in any political party, but I am weighing up my options and strategizing and trying to
plan. Which party are you likely to join?
I don't know.
Are you running in 2022?
I believe so. I believe
for what
so.
Now?
The same rep.
Reps?
Yes, sir.
Reps is ATO, sir?
Yes, sir.
Does that fall under my constituency?
Well, it depends on where you a resident.
I think
yes. It does.
If it's here, yes.
Yes.
So I'll be running for your representative seat again in 2023.
Okay. I've been told that I cannot endorse any candidate.
I understand. I mean, you have a very powerful platform.
Will you be voting?
I've been told I cannot endorse.
I'm not saying that you should endorse Banky now. I said, will you be voting?
I'm sure
he'll
be voting.
I have been told I am not allowed to endorse any candidate.
Yeah, that is now.
Let me just say that.
I will be voting.
I like Banky W very well.
Thank you very much.
I'm not
sir.
Endorsing him for anything, but I like him very well.
I'm grateful, sir.
Just not that. I also, I am one of those, talking seriously now,
yes, sir,
who would rather see a lot of young people. I mean, mm-hmm. Gawan was 32 when he ran this country.
Absolutely.
Dirty Spiff was 28, I think, when he was governor of Rivers. Though he ended up caning. What's the name of the man he caned now? He caned somebody at 28, Dirty Spiff. Caned, forgotten the name now. And it was a big case way back then. Rashid Guanamasi, the late Chief Rashid Guanamasi, was 28 when he was a commissioner. Indeed, yeah. I don't think the late Governor Bolaji Johnson was 40.
Yeah.
So why do we have this fixation? Because as soon as I announced that you were coming, the skeptics, unfortunately people of your own generation,
right,
were running your generation down.
Yeah.
Because some are doing Yahoo. And so in the days of Gawan, mm-hmm. even they were in their 20s, mm-hmm. we also had criminally minded people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that the youth, unfortunately, it appears to me that they don't even believe in their own whatever.
Yeah.
They believe that anything, they have a sense of entitlement. Anything should be said. Given to them a la carte.
Yeah, well, you know, you raise some very good points. I think that there are a few problems with the younger generations as a whole. One, we just talked about, which is the problem of apathy, right? So mm-hmm. the presidency of Nigeria has never been won with more than or with up to 16 million votes. There are 22 million students. So the young people really by themselves can determine the outcome of any election. That's one. Mm. The second problem is just, you know, I think it's fair for us to understand that a lot of young people are suspicious. They are burnt. Yeah. They are, you know, they've been lied to. They've been manipulated. They've been used for decades, right? So there's a whole group of young people that are so frustrated and suspicious of anybody that once you say, oh, I'm going into politics, and it's from experience. I mean, they've seen other young people go in there and mess up. They've seen other young people who they maybe believed in, or maybe not just young people, but candidates in general, who they kind of have higher hopes for, and then that person doesn't live up to
their expectations. It doesn't mean everybody's going to be
exactly.
like that.
And, you know, and you that's know? That's my message. So here's the thing. The truth of the matter is you will never get everybody to be on the same side, right?
Sure.
You can never find, even if you go to a church or a mosque, you'll never find 100% people believing in something or doing the right thing. Or, you know, any organization of
Let
human beings will always have that.
Even if you had the GO of a church run for election, some members won't vote for him.
Absolutely. And so we have to understand going in that we will never get everybody, but we just need enough.
What party are you going to go through?
I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure yet. I'm not sure. I'm weighing up my options. I'm thinking and I'm praying about it.
Are you getting invitations?
I've been getting invitations since before the last elections. From
any of the big ones?
Multiple, yes, sir. From multiple parties.
Don't go to those big ones, I beg.
I'll keep it in mind, sir.
Well, I mean, I'm just being emotional.
I understand, though. It's a very valid state of mind.
I believe that even with the big ones there, you can make a difference if you have to.
Right.
I was just being cracking up and being emotional.
Right.
But yes, but you need to buck up because I would love to see, for us to see, it's almost getting late.
Yes, it is.
What year are we in now?
We're in 2021, sir.
2021, the year of vaccination. Don't cry, Philip. Yeah, vaccination. So really, you're looking at next year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm, so you got to make up your mind very quickly.
I know.
Where are you likely to go?
Uncle, that honestly is the million-dollar question because I'm still not sure, and I'm a praying man, you know. So I'm doing a lot of prayer. I'm a person that seeks counsel.
You've been praying for 3 years now.
But I do the work too. I'm not the type that just prays and sits down.
You do the work. Okay.
Yes, I pray.
Let's just say you haven't heard from God.
You know, I'm praying to God about it, and I'm seeking wise counsel. So maybe off air, I can also seek your counsel as well.
Well, my counsel might not hold because. How would I put it? Yeah, I'll tell you the bit that I can.
Mm-hmm.
I will do a lot for you. But when it comes to, because I'm a very skeptical person now.
Understandably so.
I've seen so many things happen, Banky.
Yes, sir.
I've seen so many things happen. How do you think I felt when I was a foot soldier of Nadeco, for example, to hear that some of the top wigs, some of our top wigs, I don't want to go personal, but I can tell you one, somebody that had followed. He used to write a column called "Till Death Do Us Part." Ebino Topsy, like then he turns up to be a minister in Abacha government. I mean, Same for Baba. It's in the past, but those wounds have not healed in some of us.
Sometimes those wounds don't heal.
I don't think it will heal. Yeah. It's in the past. Even sometimes I can imagine what Ganifa Eme would have felt when he ran for president. I didn't even get enough votes from like a ward with all what he had done. For somebody like you, it's important that people out there should know that this gentleman could make more money from his music, his movies. He could get his own private jet. You have a private jet?
No, uncle, I'm not that successful.
And I'm hoping that we'll have a set of young politicians who would believe in making sacrifices.
Yeah, uncle, I think I should say something. When I declared for the House of Reps, there were a lot of opinions, some of which felt that I was shooting too low, some of which felt that I was shooting too high. And everybody is entitled to an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, I saw the sheer number of people that were running for president of Nigeria. And I didn't think that was the right strategy. Because, again, just like you rightly said, people are skeptical. People are burnt. People are wounded. People are not even sure who to trust.
To be honest with you, they won't even take you serious.
Exactly. I feel like the strategy, yes, the problem in Nigeria is from the top down, but the solution is from the bottom up. So we have to infiltrate at lower levels. My seat, for instance, was won with 23,000 votes. That was it, in Etiosa, where we all are, where media and telecoms and oil and gas and banking and progressive young people, and it's probably the most enlightened, educated constituency in the country, probably.
That's true.
And we couldn't find 23,000 votes. And so that shows you the disparity between what we say and what we do. So for me to now turn around and say, okay, I want to run for president.
No, I
have to be able to win here, first of all. Then I have to be able to do a good enough job here that I ask for a promotion.
I believe you must have a starting point.
Exactly. So we start small. We win a seat that maybe takes 20, 30,000, whatever. We get in there. We show what true representation is. We show what accountability is. We show what transparency is. We show what somebody who has the interest of the country at heart and his constituency at heart does the actual work. And then we say, okay, you did well. Then you get to come back or you get a raise.
Something tells me that gentleman,
yes, uncle.
You have your eyes on that seat in Asoro.
Uncle, see, I'm the kind this is what I'll say. I have my seat on being a representative of my community, of my constituency. If I do that and I do it well, then I will come back and say, oh, this is what I've done. And, you know, I think that we need to get to the point where the people of Nigeria start to value the work and not just the win, right?
Apart from that, I don't think the presidency is the apex. I believe more I'd rather just be a senator for life so that you can, you know, you don't have
so
to.
So
you can work on policy and stuff like that. So it's not everybody that wants to be a governor. I wonder what came through your mind when Sowore ran in the last election.
I mean, I met him. We had conversations. You know, I told him what I'm telling you now. Yes. Which is that I felt like that was the wrong focus. I felt like it was the wrong strategy. I felt like, imagine if so many of us with like minds got into the National Assembly. And imagine what we could do with a good National Assembly. Even if we don't get 360 seats in House, if we got 40, or if we got 10 Senate seats, and we, you know, a good National Assembly has the power to start to turn the country around. And so I felt like, you know, a lot of my colleagues and peers and people who I like or I see doing or seem to have the same kind of mindset. I felt like more of us focus on your constituency and prove your worth there, and then we can have a bigger conversation.
I got to take a break now. When I come back, I'm going to slam you with a question that will set you thinking. I won't tell you what it is before I come back.
I'm nervous.
I don't know if you're nervous. Then I'll take your call, 0700-993-993-993 and 8. I need a new pair of glasses. 465-7190. That will be the line for the famous. I got Banky W in the studio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Diso. Jimmy Diso. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
You're welcome back to Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso, and I've been with Banky W. We've been having a very exciting whatever. And
conversation.
Conversation. And his greatest fan sitting next to me has been grinning all through it. he got so carried away that he admitted that he wouldn't take a bullet for me. I know, so I feel so disappointed, Sheriff. In all honesty. But anyway, let's get back to business.
Yes, sir.
Just this morning, we were talking about Afghanistan.
Mm.
And I remember saying, this gentleman here, I remember saying that one of the things I said, we have a lot of agitators, IPOB, Yoruba groups, that with the kind of numbers that they control, can't they use those numbers to get themselves into the political system, see if they can get power and change things around?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that kind of thinking?
I do agree that people who want to make a change,
yes,
the right way to do it is through our politics.
Yes.
I believe in that mindset. I believe in saying, if you really want to change the country, change the policy and change the enforcement of that policy.
Mm-hmm.
This thing about, you know, what's happening in Afghanistan is extremely scary, because it gives terrorist groups hope. That if this is, you know, they're all brothers in arms, essentially. And if this is happening in Afghanistan, then Boko Haram is looking at that as a signal that,
and okay, we can do so likewise.
Same thing. And, you know, there's so much poverty, there's so much need, there's so much suffering that anybody who gives a young person, for instance, in the Northeast, a meal. I'll tell you a quick story.
Mm.
I was up north in Bauchi shooting a movie called Up North. It's available online. Anybody can go and watch it.
Is that the one when you were supposed to be a copper?
A copper, yes.
I enjoyed that movie.
It's a very powerful film, based on the messaging. Now, while we were on set, you know, the first day of shooting, you know, we break for lunch and, you know, we had a caterer, so they brought all this food. And I noticed like 2-3 little kids off in the distance, respectfully just watching everything. And we finished eating the lunch and the cleaners packed, you know, all the empty bowls and the scraps and stuff and put it in the trash can. And no sooner had they dropped it than did the children descend on the trash can and scrape together bones and stray pieces of eba and oil and soup and packed it together to sit down and eat. Then not only did they do that, they called some old malnourished dog that was probably on its deathbed and they removed some from the dog. And they were now settling down to eat the rest of our scraps. I immediately called the caterer. I said, come, every day that we are here, you must provide food for these children. The next day, 3 children turned to 10. Then the next day, 20. Then 30. Then we now just had this group of children. They didn't even have shoes. We're now buying shoes for the children, school uniforms, trying to help them, trying to get a teacher to be teaching them. You know, I then even adopted the school that we were filming in to try and do some work in the school to renovate and just bring it a bit up to standard.
Mm.
And I turned around and I said to my wife, I said, you know, if I turn around now and I tell these children, here's a gun, go and kill this person for me, they will do it without even, because next to God, that's what we became in their eyes. Because they don't have food, they don't have shoes, they don't have an education. And that's why it's so easy for terrorist groups to recruit.
Well, the significance for like we said, for Afghanistan, like I also said, the other significance is that no other country is going to come and help you clean up your backside if you don't get your act together.
If you don't get your act together,
the Americans have gone.
Yeah, even the president, the president that the Americans were supporting, the Americans withdrew their support. The president fled.
And I'm sure they helped him flee.
They probably did.
Oh, yeah.
They probably did.
They helped him flee.
They probably did.
And hear what Biden said, that, well, how many, and I agree with him, how many lives are we going to lose? And I'm the president, box tops on my table, and that's it. Interest gone, and, you know, so for groups who now always like, oh, we're going to the United Nations to report, we're going to call on America to help us do this, and we booked an interview with the Japanese minister, these foreign bodies have no interest whatsoever.
It's their interest.
Their own
first.
Interest. Yeah. And these are the things we need to keep telling our people.
Yeah.
You know, these same people, if their interest demands that they destabilize you, they will.
Yep, absolutely.
They will come as a friend, but they will.
Absolutely.
And once their interest is fulfilled, igideyefo. So you speak Yoruba, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You're from Lagos State,
I am from Lagos State. Yes, Uncle, I just want to say something. I mean, while we're on the topic, and you know, this shouldn't even be controversial, but we're here discussing terrorism, and we have a minister that has gone on record to be a sympathizer and a supporter of Al-Qaeda and other terrorism groups.
Mm.
And to me, it's like, you know, who is fooling who? What are we talking about?
Well,
you know, and you, yes, I understand. You say, oh, you're a repentant sympathizer. You have changed.
Mm.
But you were not a 10-year-old or a 12-year-old. You were a fully grown adult person taking this ideology on and preaching it and support. You know, Uncle, we have to get to the place where people are being held accountable in this country.
I can tell you that some of us let it go because, like my good neighbor, Mrs. Oguntoyi, used to say, you have to pick your own battles. Nigeria is in such a mess, Banky. Nigeria is in such a mess that if you know, you just have to pick which of the battles you're going to be pitching.
I understand. But, I mean, you can't fight every battle. That's true. But
yes,
it's a bit frustrating and disheartening.
Let me hear what some of our listeners, if they have any questions for you. And we're going to open up our lines now. Remember the rules called from a... What is that now? What?
Sheriff, what's going on?
Okay,
I wanted to scare Uncle Jimmy.
I almost had a heart attack. Let's pick the first call. Hello, good morning. Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning. Who's calling?
This is Oluwa Fumilayo.
Yes, ma.
So, I'm the first caller anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Is this a female line?
Yes.
Oh, so yeah, madam. Okay, very good. Sometimes the voices, they crisscross. So I got to be very careful. I'm very, very gender sensitive.
Okay. So I thank you for the good work you are doing, and God will continue to bless you and uplift you and give
and
you
some too.
Life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I also thank Banky. The Lord will continue to strengthen him for the good work he's doing.
Amen.
He should not be afraid. We are all praying for him.
Amen.
Very
so
good.
Very much. Thank you.
I was in the politics, but I got discouraged and back out when the Fushion William was killed. I didn't have that mind to continue. Even my PVC right now is missing. I was asked to use the 2,000 naira to go and retrieve it back. So I'm just behind praying for Nigeria.
Well, don't be discouraged, madam. You want to tell words of encouragement for her?
Well, ma, you know, honestly, I sympathize with you. I understand how painful this plight has been for you.
I'm 58 years old.
Yes, ma.
I have not enjoyed anything in Nigeria. I struggle.
Yes, ma.
I go better.
Yes, ma.
And nothing's happening.
Yes, ma. If I can just quickly say this, you know, I think that big wheels turn slow, but they can turn. And the truth of the matter is, this thing is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
It's
so it was never going to change in one election or with one candidate or one instance or one protest, for instance.
Yes.
It's a sustained commitment and consistency to say, we're going to be here until this thing happens.
Unfortunately, Nigeria didn't change, you know, in the marathon.
Yeah.
It changed in the sprint. But that's a story for another day.
Well, it's easier
God help
to...
Us.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way it goes. But, you know, These are completely different examples. But if you look at the United States, that went from slavery to Obama and now Kamala Harris.
Mm.
It didn't happen with Obama's campaign. It happened when Rosa Parks refused to move to the back of the bus.
Yeah.
You know, and from Rosa Parks, it was Martin Luther King. And some people lost their lives in that struggle.
Mm.
But it was a sustained push for the kind of change that they wanted to see. And I think that we are in a similar trajectory where I, you know, maybe I'm a perennial optimist. I just feel like we will get there if enough of us continue to work at it and to push at it. I told people the other day, I don't know if I'll ever actually win an election in this country. But it's not going to stop me from working. It's not going to stop me from trying. It's not going to stop me from representing my community. If I need a seat to do these kinds of things, then I don't deserve the seat in the first place. But I'll continue to do the work. I'll continue to represent my constituency.
Okay, let's take another
regardless of what happens.
Our lines are buzzing. See, everybody wants to talk to Banky. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Ah, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Banky, I greet you.
Good morning, sir.
And I like your faith.
Thank you very much.
I want to ask a question. What are the lessons you've learned from the last election you ran in? And how are you going to build on those lessons so that those of us who are outside, who wants to support people like you, can know which areas we are going to come in from? Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Okay, that is a really fantastic question, which I don't think there's even enough time in this program to cover all the lessons. So let me just focus on one lesson that I learned. I learned that you need numbers in politics. So, for instance, you need agents covering your election in every polling unit in your constituency. Because what happens is they will rig where you don't show up. And we did the best that we could. We had a 1,500 young people that were volunteering. And, you know, we had a matrix of people that we sent, you know, 2-3 people per location. But see, the thing that what people don't understand about elections is the election starts after election day is over. So your young people would have been there from 4 a.m. when they bring the materials in as many of the polling units that you could cover. But once the voting is done, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 11 p.m. at night, 12 midnight, that's when the magic starts. And by then, your young people, your volunteers are tired. They've given the best they can give for you. They've not slept. They're exhausted. They've been on their feet all day. So eventually your army, your workforce of volunteers starts to get tired, and they, understandably so, they've given the best they can give. They start to go home. That's when the powers that be begin. Some, in fact, some of them, they don't even really send until this time. So it's now overnight into the next day. Do you understand that? Things are happening. The collation centers, are you able to get your people inside to watch when these things are happening? The places that you don't have representation, that's where, you know, when you see all these videos online with, you know, I think in the most recent election, they showed a woman stamping ballot. You know, what happens there is, one, people don't show up to vote. Secondly, people are not there to watch the count. So somebody will just stay and stamp. And then they will cut off and you'll be at the collation center. They'll just say, these are the votes from polling unit ward H, polling unit Kinikon. There were some polling units that they moved into Oba's palaces,
like they did in the last local
government
election.
And if you are not, you cannot. Who's born you to enter that place?
But you hadn't you gone to see the Oba beforehand?
I did. I went to see as many as I could.
As you could.
But you know, I declared very late, and I understood what I was up against when I did it. But I felt it was important to do. So just even let's put our toe in the water. Let's signal our intention. Let's give young people something to believe in.
A quick one.
So I knew what I was up against, but I felt it was worth it and necessary to do.
A quick one. I'm running for time now.
Okay, sir.
Sorry.
I'll try and be brief.
I'm on gear 5.
Sorry.
Chinazo Onye says he just wants to ask, just yes or no,
okay,
whether you followed through on the school that you adopted. Do you still have any relationship with them?
We have contact with them, but everything that I committed to do, we did.
You did?
Yes.
But you don't know if it's still being maintained?
I believe that it is, but it I is. Think that there's a lot more that we can do, okay, and we're going to continue to try.
Two guys, Ebuka Ogbonna. Ebuka Philip, is it a man or a woman?
Ebuka is usually a man.
A man, because your wife is listening at home. I don't want any woman.
My wife is not Igbo.
She's listening at home. I don't want any woman telling her that.
Oh,
because
okay.
Ebuka says he just fell in love all over again with Banky.
Oh, I mean, I think it means it's in a brotherly love kind of way.
I just wanted to be sure.
By the grace
woman,
of God.
I don't want woman trouble. Chibweze,
thank you, Ebuka.
Living to you. And Ruti Mishengo says that he hopes you will not change.
By the grace of God.
Okay.
By the grace
I'd like to take one or two more calls, and I have to be out of here because the takers are here.
Okay, sir.
Pick the call. Hello, morning.
Finally, Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning, very quickly.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I pick up a fight for you, the last election.
Okay, sir.
Roundabout.
Okay.
Earlier at 4 a.m., somebody was destroying your billboard.
And wow.
I thought, wow.
I walk up to that young man. Why are you doing this? There's a police officer about 2 meters. I went to the policeman. Officer, you are here. This is happening. He said, okay, go. You're waiting to consign you. And he's a young man. Don't be destroying that your billboard. Young man.
Wow. God bless you, sir.
So
thank you so much.
My brother, don't give up.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Adio King says he's thanking you. Ignatius Zuba says, well done, Banky.
Thank you,
we
sir.
We follow you anytime, any day. Let me pick another call. Hello, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, Ambassador Musa here.
We know you now.
Uncle Jimmy, honestly, also give you a challenge. When you keep it talking about one youth, the present youth we have, what are they doing? Are they encouraging youth? In the COVID state, we have a youth there. The sex toy senator, have you forgotten? The Elliot is here. Look, they're not even President Goodluck. He's under 50. What call the president? What are the change? Look, to me, it's matter for another day. Back in W, time for the good job.
Thank you very much.
I want you to put more effort, but I would prefer if you join us in a voters awareness campaign, because this is what we need more.
Sure.
This is what we
need. But if you have voters awareness campaign, you also need candidates to vote for.
Sure.
Voters awareness campaign, we'll be able to hold them accountable.
Yes, I agree.
That's what we need.
So I actually agree with him in the sense that it cannot be a conversation just about age.
Mm.
Obviously, we need to. Age is important, but competency is important. Character is important.
But the very okay is important. For the next president of Nigeria.
Yes, sir.
What kind of a person would you want to see? Very quickly, we run out of time.
Oh man, okay. The next president of Nigeria, I would want to see somebody who has the competency, the vision, the character, the credibility, empathy. For me, this is my own personal preference.
Yeah.
I feel like if we have a retirement age of 65 and we're saying at that age, you really shouldn't be working in a company anymore, you should relax.
Mm.
I think we should have a retirement
but
age.
Some people will put for up government. Some people will put up an argument of President Biden being 80.
That is it's a valid statement, but it's also a society that has better systems and structures. It has a better support system. So President Biden, it's not as stressful.
I said I should charge you for copyright.
Oh, wow.
My view. Yes.
Okay.
My view is that anybody who's going to run Nigeria for now will have to run it hands-on.
Exactly. It's not a job for somebody in their 70s. The system needs too much work.
No.
That's my personal opinion. Now, if you don't agree, that's fine.
Yes.
And I'm happy to debate it with anybody. But I feel my parents are all above the retirement age. They're retired. My mom works in the church because, you know, that's a passion point for her. And that's fine. But they are not there going to work 9 to 5 every day.
How and you did your mom somebody... feel when you ran for election?
Oh, she was very afraid, but very supportive. Very afraid and very prayerful, but very supportive. I love my mom.
Yeah, you love your mom.
Yeah. And my dad as well. They were both extremely supportive.
You quickly added that one for politics.
Yes, just in case.
Just in case.
Let them know there's no partiality here.
Banky, we got to go.
Unfortunately. It was a really good conversation. Thank you so much for having me.
No, you're coming back again.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, anytime.
Come back again.
Anytime.
I have a lot of love for this gentleman here. Not love of, not any risky love or anything like that. But he's for me, he's a very good example of what I would like to see. And I'm not saying it because he's here.
I'm grateful, sir.
Yes. Most people, I discovered you around that wedding party time. And
yes,
since
sir.
Then, I've been following you. And you've been nice. You got married. You're okay. You know, and very clear-headed.
Thank you, sir.
And I'd like to use you as a good example for other young people. You don't have to go into politics. He's lucky he wants to go, because next thing he will say is it's because his parents. Did you get money from your parents to run the election?
No, sir.
How did you fund it, sir? 1 minute.
With as much support as we could find.
Donations.
Yes. And in fact, the majority of our donations were under 10,000 naira. Honestly,
in little
the majority, it was just young people that.
But did you find yourself having to dole out money?
I spent a small.
How much?
A lot of my own money.
Like how much?
I don't even want to talk about that.
You talk about it.
I'm still
LIRS.
Recovering.
LIRS. I'm they don't work on. They don't work on Tuesdays. They've all gone to be vaccinated.
I'll tell you what. It was my singular biggest expenditure of my own personal fortune.
Did you spend more money than you spent on your wedding?
Oh yeah.
Your wife mustn't hear that.
Oh, she knows. She knows. And that's probably why she also was not so happy. But yeah, we thank God. But you know, Uncle, at the end of the day, we don't get where we want to go without sacrifice.
Yes.
And some people have to be the ones to stick their necks out. And I'm okay with that being myself.
Okay. Now, I need a promise from you. There's a program that I do every Wednesday.
Okay.
It's called Dear Bumi. I don't know if you've heard it.
I don't listen too much of the radio now.
I will send you I will send you through YouTube, okay. The YouTube, so you can
okay.
listen to it.
Okay.
The next time you come in for that program, you come with your wife, okay?
I will do my best.
I know.
I don't like to promise for her. If you said me, I will come. So but I'll tell her that Uncle Jimmy said
the two of you must show.
So we'll do our best.
It's
to
every week,
her.
So we'll have an agreed date. It'll be
okay,
nice
sir.
To have you guys.
All right, sir.
Well, that's where we'll end it for today. That's where we're going to end our program for today. I want to take 1 or 2 minutes to let you know what's going to happen on Friday. Friday, mommy, is 1 year that I've been doing Daily Digest.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And we're going to just have fun on that day. Just sit down and have fun. And you know that when you go for a function in Nigeria, one Latin Hong Kong. So let me tell you now up front some of the things. I've gotten 10 super wireless power banks that I'm going to give out on that day.
Amazing.
That's from NTN. I've gotten books from Kuramo Publishing.
Okay.
Yes, because I spoke to Kuramo. I've gotten books. Now, I've gotten Nkiru the farmer, you know, and she brought the butcher here for Dear Bumi last week. So between the two of them, we are going to combine maybe 2 or 3 presents of both the vegetable and the meat.
Oh, fantastic.
And so these things are vouchers, so don't think we are going to bring them here. Don't come up with me. But I'm going to get so that, but that will go to the female callers only. Do you know why?
Why is
if
that?
We give it to the male guys, why yeah, why cook for girlfriend for today?
That's not necessarily true. Me, I cook.
No, I'm just
telling you guys, cook. It's not just a woman's meal.
We're all in the same.
Uncle, I think you should reconsider this.
There's no uncle. We're all in the same business. We're all in the same. It will not get home. It will not get home.
I've spoken up for the men that cook, chat.
That cook. They will. Well, if we give you the meat and the vegetable now, you will cook, yes, but it might not be at home.
I reject that. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, should we give the men, Zainab, should we give the men not the meat and the vegetable?
Let's think about it.
Anyway, you see, this is those.
Oh, wow. this is all kinds of partiality and prejudice.
Anyway, so we're going to give out. I'm going to try and see if we can gather a few more gifts that we will give out on Friday. So we're going to have fun. I'm a Hong Kong. It's been a very emotional experience for me here, because I'll tell you the rest on Friday. But it's very emotional experience for me here because over and above everything, I feel like I'm within family. Mm. And that rarely happens in a business environment.
Like this, yeah.
So I'll tell you a bit of that story.
I'm going to try and see if I can get some vouchers from my restaurant, Suya Bistro.
Oh, you have a restaurant? So
that you can also...
Men on board as
I'll send you lunch on Friday as well. So that you too, you can also eat some.
So you too, I can... These are the words of one politician that I ran the campaign with. He said, I haven't perhaps ill, so you too can have something. So you're going to get some vouchers from Banky W.
From Suya Bistro. I'll send some.
Oh, isn't that nice? Maybe wave that again. Okay, so we'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday. It's Dear Bumi. We're going to sit back and have fun. And Banky, thank you very much.
Uncle, it's my pleasure.
Thank you very much. I'm not thanking you. What I'm thanking you for is for being a good example
that
I can show to my own children and whatever. Because you see, when we were growing up, one of the things that we look forward to, I remember as a child, I wanted to be like Zeke. Okay? I wanted to be like Zeke. Had the doctorate, spoke well. Then as I grew up in life, then the people I wanted to be like, believe you me, Wole Soyinka, Fela Kuti, and so on and so forth. Not wearing pants or this.
I guess.
And Gani Fama Imi and all these things.
Sure.
These were, I wish I could be a footballer. But God did not give me the legs for football.
Different gifts. They can't do what you
do. I wanted
okay.
to be like Ilerika.
Because you mean in your next life.
In my next life. Do you think there's a next life?
Actually, asking you because you are older, so you have more.
No, do you think? I don't have experience. I don't know. It's not by age.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
It's not by... All right. The techers are around the corner. They're going to walk in any minute from now. Banky, one more time, thank you very much. And
I'm grateful, sir.
The Oga who came in masked, and he almost gave me a heart attack. The funny thing about these masks is now they insist to put it onto the banks. Imagine 10 years ago, you walked up to a bank with the kind of mask.
You know?
everybody, my me honey.
Short on sight.
But the easiest disguise to scare anybody is to dress like an Hausa Fulani herdsman.
Wow.
Everybody will run for cover. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9. Bye.
Okay, uncle. Thank you.
Means that the common man in the streets needs to have a better deal. And this promise, this is not a better deal. No, this is not a better deal.
Get informed on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Babe, that girl must be using something.
Hey, Berry, what kind of something?
You to see how she's always smiling, displaying her 32.
You're cuckoo right. I know her secret. I know what she's using. She uses it twice a day.
Eh? Tell me her secret.
I'll give you a hint.
ABZ. ABZ?
Yes, ABZ is the secret. Close-up contains antibacterial zinc, ABZ, which gives you 3 times more freshness and 3 times more protection. Better than your regular toothpaste. Now you know the ABZ secret.
Eh? The new close-up is her secret. Everybody must hear.
You can't keep a secret.
New close-up with antibacterial zinc. Triple the freshness, triple the protection. Yeah!
Celebrate something big with Showmax this football season. Pay for 1 month at Showmax Pro or Showmax Pro Mobile and get a second month on us to watch mind-blowing football in action from the world's best leagues. That's every breathtaking tackle, save, goal, and more from the EPL, La Liga, Serie A, and DStv Premiership. Live from SuperSport at 50% off. Sign up at showmax.com and get more for less.
If you're looking for an exciting deal on Mac, look no further. Buy Apple's latest MacBook and iMac with the new M1 chip and get 2 years warranty. Grab this exciting offer at iConnect at Palms Mall, Lekki, and iDevices Store at Jara Mall, Ikeja. Terms and conditions apply.
Every step you take, every move you make.
So, when it comes to investing, what do you look out for in a company?
See, it's the competence for me. They should have a track record of success in the past.
For me, it's their client base. How many clients do they have signed on? I mean, thousands of people can't be wrong.
They have to care about me. Only a company that truly cares can really look out for my interests.
At ARM, we want to help you achieve your goals because when you succeed, we succeed. Visit www.arm.com.ng and let's talk. ARM, invested in your tomorrow.
Do you want to make some money? Visit YangaSport.com for an amazing betting experience with high odds and fast payouts. Call YangaSport on 0908-700-8888. YangaSport, bet with style.
My family loves the new Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original. So this is how my mornings go now.
Give me my Kellogg's.
My tasty Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
I love my Kellogg's.
My crunchy Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Oh, oh.
The original.
Oh, oh.
Nutritious.
Oh, oh.
Reintroducing Kellogg's Corn Flakes. For a great start to the day, go grab the new Kellogg's Corn Flakes now.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's okay. That is okay.
It's okay.
No, it's okay.
Let me explain.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Off your mic.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The men and women are different. We have different hormones, we have different sexual organs, we have different biological abilities. Women can have babies, men can't. At least not yet. Men have testosterone and are, in general, physically stronger than women. But most of the positions of power and prestige